Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, tourstaffordva.com. Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. Patrick Ahern is here with a bunch of people. Morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Ted. And the bunch of people.
And a bunch of people, yes. Well, we're going to introduce the bunch of people in just a second. It's opening day for a beautiful The Carol King Musical.
It's like, you know, opening season for baseball.
I know.
It's opening day.
I know. Everybody's excited.
I'm going to throw out the first pitch around 125.
Yeah. This is exciting. This is an exciting show, and I mean, you have really looked forward to this one for a long time. You have talked about it.
Well, you know, I always try to get the shows as quickly as I can when mm-hmm. I'm allowed to. So, and for me, you know, of the jukebox kind of musicals with the story, this is one of my favorites. I always loved the music of Carole King. I mean, that was major. I mean, the Tapestry album and all that stuff when I was so much younger. But we have both Jersey Boys and Beautiful in the same season.
I know.
And I have a preference for this one. And nothing against Jersey Boys, but, you know, this is the one that I like. And I think our audiences will really dive into this. They certainly dived into Jersey Boys. They loved it. We have big houses for that. But I think once the word of mouth is out on the street, this place will be packed. You know, so yeah, it's exciting. It really is. I love the music. The band is terrific. The cast is terrific. What's not to love? The set is going to be great. Costumes are great. It's an event. Yeah.
When I saw who Carole King was, I was excited because she's been here a lot.
She is. I think this is her fourth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is her fourth. But, you know, it's kind of interesting because she came to us to do Ghost, and I was pretty blown away by Ghost. And as the Ghost process was going, I went, I think she's my narrator in Joseph, you know.
So yeah, that was the second.
I just said, hey, what do you think about this? But then we were having the hardest time finding Sonia and playing our song. And she never crossed my mind. Everybody's going, ooh, ooh, ooh. I like a build-up. And so I said to Carson, what about Ashley? And he went, oh, yeah. And I called her. And she said, I'm so glad you called. I said, well, don't be afraid to call me. Because
it was,
you know,
it was just the perfect choice.
And
they work so well together.
The perfect choice, you know. And so during that process, working with her as a director, watching the show probably once a week, twice a week, one night I said, she's Carole King. And Jacquez had already been thinking about some people. And I don't like to ever pressure anybody, but when he came into town for auditions and Ashley was here, I said, just do me a favor. I think you need to check this out. And so, ladies and gentlemen, Carole King, Ashley Wallflower.
Hey, woohoo!
Well, Ashley, welcome back. Are you
Thanks.
Excited about this role?
Oh my gosh. It has been a dream role of mine for a long time now. I'm so, so pumped to be finally portraying her. Yeah.
You have played so many different roles. Everything from narrator and
very different.
Yeah. And so, and now, especially, I mean, Carole King is not, you know, who you were, and you're playing, you know, they're playing your song.
Yeah, they're night and day characters.
Right.
Sonia's kooky and chaotic, and I love her to pieces, but Carole, she, I mean, number one, just an iconic human and artist, but is way more grounded, way more introverted than Miss Sonia, and it's just been an honor to play her.
Knowing that you're playing Carole King, do you go and watch a lot of YouTube videos?
Oh yeah, I've been down the rabbit hole many times throughout this process,
just for mannerisms and all that kind of stuff,
right? And her accent, and how she speaks and sings and plays piano. I mean, that's the biggest puzzle piece throughout this entire show is, I mean, the piano for me is like a separate entity and character for Carol.
Chuck, because you were here, was it about a year ago or so? When
yes.
Yeah, I was here for Ragtime. I was Cole House Walker Jr. Truly, that was a dream role for me, so yeah.
And you were spectacular, and I'm thinking, you know, Patrick had said, oh, you know, we're going to see more of him, and I'm thinking he's coming back. And then I hear you're coming back as a director. Has that been a dream of yours?
Yes. I just started directing. I just directed a show in my hometown, Five Guys Named Mo, and that was truly an experience, and I got the rush of that. And so I was like, I want more of that. I want more of creating with collaborative artists. And that was the first hit. That was it.
Having been in plays, now directing them, mm-hmm. and it's totally different, but I guess how to make that switch? How is it a difficult jump to go from actor to director?
Not necessarily, because you have such it's the same thing on the other side when you're on stage. It's just the perspective of behind the table and the not behind the table. You're still collaborating when you're on stage with actors, but you're also you're just doing it and you're directing pieces and putting it all together. So I don't think it's that different. No, I don't.
You've done that. I mean, you made that switch, Patrick, of going mm-hmm. from actor to director. Mm-hmm. So I guess you can relate to anything that Jacquez is going through.
I've always come from the standpoint of, as an actor, how I like to be treated and work with people. And, you know, they really say that in a career span, you could probably count on one hand, I hope I'm on that hand sometimes, maybe five great ones that you've worked with. And the ones that I think were truly great taught me that you're not a dictator, because you can work with some directors who are only going to see it their way, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I think a director has a vision. One of the main parts of a director's job, I think, is casting. I mean, if you can put your cast together beautifully, I think a good 55-60% of your job is done, because the casting process to me is important. Because you want to choose the people who not only are going to bring talent, but they're going to bring their ideas,
yeah.
and their craft and their skills. So for me, I try to look at myself as a guide. I'm the visionary, I put it together, but I think a director has to check in with his actors, and you can say, I'd like you to try this, or I'd like you to be here. How does that feel to you? How does that work for you? I think it's a give and take thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I learned from the really great people that I work with. I love it, because I think there's a psychology to it. There's much more to it than just telling people where to go and where to be and where to stand, but almost try to understand where they are in their thinking, in their heads, and finding those key words that just, you can say one thing to somebody sometimes and it could change a whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's trying to I don't know, it's just fascinating to me to direct and to try to, there's no perfect way, but boy, when it works, and you get that key thing to happen, there's nothing like it. I love it. And people say, don't you miss performing? Not really. I mean, I love performing, don't get me wrong, but for me, I get the same thrill of seeing the curtain call from a show that I've been able to put up, and that cast that you put together and made a family of, they get all these accolades and stuff. It just it's great. So you know, Jacquez, I came into this position here because he did the first national tour of Beautiful, so he knows the show well. And I thought,
that answers my question.
So we talked about this back when he was here for Ragtime. I said,
you thought of directing before Patrick said something to you?
Yes, we talked about it, and I was just like, oh yeah. So Patrick definitely had a hand in me directing this, but I did express my interest to him, and he was like, oh, let's do it. Yeah. So.
Yeah. We also have this morning Matt Berry is in. Matt, it is great to have you. You can share the mic.
Yeah,
there.
We can share. Yeah, yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
Well, if I may interrupt, you know what's great about Ashley Wallbauer is not only is she a major talent,
yeah,
and she's great in the shows that she's been here, but she comes with a fiance
it's
who's
true.
Equally talented. Yeah. You
know? Well, I didn't know that. Yeah. I was just gonna say Matt is here, and I don't know anything about his character or Matt,
right?
But how about that? So it is. What does work for you two to share the mic?
Yeah, 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 okay. Exactly. We're
very comfortable. Yeah, and okay. Took the drive over together. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I should have seen if you guys got out of the car together. Mm. That would have. I know. That would have been okay.
Yeah, it's been so fun to be doing the show together. It's our first show ever together.
Yeah.
And we met actually performing on a cruise ship, but we were doing separate shows. He was actually doing Jersey Boys on the cruise ship, and I was doing Six, and we met couple years ago, and obviously hit it off. So here we are.
Mm-hmm. So that's why, I just thought, oh, I've got you guys, right? And I didn't know anything about Matt, and
well,
so
Matt's playing one of the major characters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 I saw that. Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought, that's one of my special things. If I can put people together that are together, working together, I like that. I just think it's a great thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. And especially when they're talented.
Yeah.
Matt came to us in the 11th hour in Jersey Boys and was so terrific as Joe Pesci and covered Frankie and everything.
Yeah.
And he just, I mean, I've watched the runs, I've watched rehearsals, and he makes me laugh. I mean, he's just so, I love what you do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank
it's,
you.
It's really, really
appreciate
great.
Appreciate it.
So, you know, it's another one of those artists, part of our family.
Yeah, yeah. Quick break. We're going to come back. That is so cool. Much more to talk about this. And the whole thing got beautiful. The Carole King musical, September 18th through November the 10th. It begins today. More on News Talk 1230 WFVN.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is beautiful, the Carole King musical. It is at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. Patrick, get tickets. Patrick Ahern is here. Once again, get tickets for this, yeah, this one because, boy, everyone you got for the last couple of years now, If you wait on these shows, you're not sitting where you want to sit.
But you know what? It's interesting because we ran Love Letters for 2 weeks and Murder on the Orient Express for 4, and we were pretty packed right out of the gate.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I think that when we do a 7-8 week run, people think they've got all this time. And I say, number one, if you really want good seats and the shows are ready, you know, get your tickets early. Don't wait to the end, because then you're going to be complaining that you can't get a seat, or you know. So don't take those long runs for granted. Take them as a chance to get to see the show again. Come and see the show and like it so much, and you want to come back and see it again. So.
One really quick detour, and we won't spend a lot of time on this, but Murder on the Orient Express was. I haven't seen you since I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Was just terrific.
Was.
I knew the ending. But I couldn't, it was fabulous.
Yeah, they did a really nice job.
Whether it's a musical, whether it is drama, whatever you see at Riverside and the people on stage, you're going to be blown away.
Yeah.
It just is.
I think it was a good cast. It was very well done. Yeah, and audiences responded. I mean, I think this is the first time we've done a whodunit. So I think they like whodunits.
And yeah.
We're going to do Clue in 2026. We were supposed to do that this year, but that's all another story.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of good things. I want to work up to where we get to a place where we're doing two plays a season and 4 musicals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because our audiences enjoy them.
The audience, the night I was there, that was one of the bigger standing ovations at the end that I can remember. I mean, the audience the night I was there really appreciated everything.
Very
so
good.
Just a little side thing that I hadn't had a chance
to
talk to you about. But now it is beautiful, the Carole King musical. Jacques, what? This is just the cast, the show. What do you like about this? What are you most proud of?
Yeah. So, first of all, I am very proud of this cast. I had help from Carson and Patrick to create this cast. And, I think Patrick is right on the money when he says it's who's going to come in and who's going to actually allow your vision to run through them. And with that being said, I'm proud of the cast, to answer your question.
Yeah.
But I'm also proud of the story. Carol's story is just so, might I say, beautiful. It's a story that keeps on giving. When it comes to this time period, I wanted to really stay true to all of this. During the audition process, I wrote notes like, hey, we have a blueprint of these things because these were actual people. And I love to actually, I love to do stuff that more like a biopic, so that you actually know what's going to happen. You know what these mannerisms, you know what their vocal tones, the movement.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was important to me, and I'm very proud of this cast.
Matt Berry, you are a Berry man in the show.
Correct.
So did you do research on who he is and all of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Berry and his wife Cynthia Weil, who in the show don't start married, but you get to see their love story grow, work right alongside Carol King and her husband, Jerry Goffin. And so you kind of see the story of those two couples as they're both emerging as songwriters in kind of the chart-topping business, writing a lot of doo-wop to begin with, and then kind of moving as genres progress. But yeah, even Cynthia Weil just passed away this last year, but there are even interviews, especially since Beautiful was on Broadway, interviews with them reflecting on both their career, but also how they feel about, you know, the longevity that they've been giving kind of a second life with this show that has come on. And I think maybe Carol's music even might get its own resurgence just because of the popularity of the show as well. But yeah, there's plenty of material out there.
Yeah, just, I mean, you two is obviously great, and especially for someone who's still so current. But I guess mm-hmm. books, and there's all kinds of things, mm-hmm. I guess, that you do for people who just, I mean, the really good, when you get to this part in your career where you're at a Riverside, it's more than just words on a page, I guess. You're doing a lot of work behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Especially with you too, Ashley, especially. Yeah.
For sure. I mean, I've been reading Natural Woman, Carole King's memoir, and I mean, there's just so many things at the ready for us in terms of research. I mean, there are multiple videos just breaking down Tapestry, the album itself, which has also been really helpful because obviously as an actor, I understand certain parts of Carole, but it's been really nice to unlock her musician side as well, which has been very helpful.
You see, and just a little bit, I know with you coming in and seeing you with the four different shows you've been with Riverside, this has got to be one that really fits you, that you're going to really be able to let loose.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I relate to a lot of Carol. It's been really, really nice to obviously play Carol, who is an actual human outside of myself, but there is a lot of me in her, and I think that's one of the cool things about Carole King is that she relates to everyone. Like, that is what people love about her.
And John, because you haven't done this show before, you know, being part of this show is, I mean, you have a great perspective of it too. You've seen it done elsewhere.
Yeah, you know, doing it other places, you know, I was a part of the Broadway tour cast, so it was just like having to come back and do it again and kind of recreate a few things. The show is already written so well where it's just like there's really nothing you can change. But with that being said, there are moments where it's just like Broadway, that kind of Broadway look has to be kept. And I was just like, no, I want to stick to the nostalgia of this production. Yeah, because all of these moments, I'm not going to spoil anything, but there's so many moments where it's just like, oh my gosh, I remember that. Oh my gosh, I was there.
Yeah.
So I wanted to really, really stay true to a lot of this stuff.
I never learned it was through Patrick and just kind of hanging around as his pal over the years. I didn't realize that as a director, show starts and then you're gone.
I always
envisioned the director's there, and you know, after each show, it's like a football coach. You know, you need to be over here a little bit more. Your facial expressions here. You really get everybody going, and then it goes.
I want to give it to him. I want to allow the actors to allow this to marinate. So I don't want to be kind of sidelining and being like, hey, this needs to be over here. I want them to discover that for themselves. And that's not why I'm leaving so early, but it is a main part of like
directors do.
Yeah.
That's what directors do. Mm-hmm. Now, when you sit and, I mean, you've obviously had a lot of run throughs and you've had people see it, but to have that actual, the opening, how nervous, I'm not nervous, because I mean, I think you know what you've got, but how proud will you be just to sit there and watch it, first time with a paying audience?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very, I don't want to say I'm anxious, because I really just trust in my cast and the crew and the lighting. It's all going to come together, but I'm not nervous. I'm not anxious at all. I do trust them with this family. Cause once you're a part of the beautiful family, you're in it to win it. So yeah, I'm very, very excited.
The sets at Riverside are always just spectacular, and I'm assuming that's going to be what we see again.
Mm-hmm. Frank, that did Ragtime, he did this set, and I was blown away when I walked in. And then our lighting designer, Weston, has really just created a space where a lot of splits happen, where we're having a scene over here and then a scene over here, and it's in different places.
Yeah.
So it's just so cool. Yeah, it's cool how we did set this.
That's a Riverside. Riverside always does, Patrick. That does when you do those split kind of things, it always works, and it's always fascinating to watch.
It's like a movie.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, no, it's important to have the right visuals and the right settings for things, and sometimes you have to achieve that. You know, it isn't a movie. So you have to find ways to be creative with video and lighting and take people to different places. Yeah.
I forget what, because I can remember we had this discussion when you were the one of the first shows where you did some visuals. And I think back now of how you have just blown that away, of just how well you do that.
Well, it always wasn't that way.
Right.
When I first got here.
Yeah.
So I've stressed the importance of not overspending or not going wacko crazy, because, you know, theater is supposed to leave a little bit to the imagination. One of the things that I kind of disagree with sometimes is that the stage has tried to be more like a movie. And with the special effects and all the things that, and it makes the cost so astronomical that the ticket prices have to be so huge, and then it's not accessible to everybody to get to see these great shows. But with that said, you got to play with the big boys with your own budget size, and that's what I'm doing. You know, I've said this many times. We are an hour from DC. We are a couple hours from Baltimore. We are an hour from Richmond, and we're 5 hours from New York. So we can't do cute, you know? I don't want to be, oh, the cute little people over there. I want to be a great regional theater. I want people to go, wow, that place really knows how to do it. So that's what we're doing.
Bridges of Madison County, the visuals were just spectacular.
They were gorgeous, yeah.
And Ghost was really good.
Yeah.
And both of them were totally different how you did them, but they were effective. Quick break. We're going to continue this great conversation this morning. Town Talk powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Patrick, Ashley, Matt, and Jacquez here this morning. It is beautiful, the Carole King musical, through November 10th. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 831.
From From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFBA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Riverside Center for the Performing Arts and beautiful, the Carole King Musical, through November the 10th. RiversideDT.com for tickets. RiversideDT.com for ticket information. Ashley, you are Carole King. Is there a song? Is there a moment? Things that just, when you're up there on stage, you're just relishing in the moment?
Yeah, it honestly really hit me last night in our final dress, in our final run through before we get an audience today. The closing number, Beautiful, like the Carnegie Hall moment is incredible as an actor. It's like, it's just, I soak it all in. Being able to just, like, it's me and the audience and the piano, and it's simple and great, and I let the music speak for itself, and it's hits hard. It hits home.
To be up there and to be in that situation, I've always wondered that. Yeah. When it's just you and the audience.
Yeah.
What that's like.
It feels really special. It feels really vulnerable and honest, and it feels really intimate, even though it's a big space, which is really nice.
Matt, you're part of, kind of, I guess, for lack of a better, I mean, you're part of the background of all of this, you know, some of the storylines.
Yes.
With Carole. Are there stories that as you see things being weaved and everything coming together that you really appreciate?
Yeah. I mean, and especially the ensemble. I mean, I think for us, it's very easy because we're the ones given the lines, we're the ones given the scenes, we're the ones given the jokes. But the ensemble does such a great job of filling the space and telling their own individual stories, which just fleshes out the show as a whole in such a great way and, like, really gives the audience something to see. Even if they're not looking at the leads and what's the main action that's going on, there's always something going on in the background that the actors are always doing for themselves and for the good of the show.
So are there times during the show, especially when it's just Ashley up there, or she's doing something, that you must at times just think, that's my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah, 100%. Yep, a lot of times. And times when I've come in the past to see her in other shows at Riverside.
Yeah, you saw me in Ghost. So, yep. Yeah. Very beginning.
So, yeah, I hitched my wagon to a winner.
Yeah. No, because I think this is the first time we've had you know, two people that are engaged, because we've had we've had married couples in here, but just to watch it all happen, you know, and just to know, just to be so kind of excited about that. That's pretty cool.
See how special I try to make Town Talk. Yeah.
I like that.
Virginia is for lovers.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Jack West, besides just the show itself, you also have a hand in the choreography, don't you?
Yes. I not only was blessed with directing it, I got to decide the movements and these, like, iconic movements for the Drifters, Shirelles. I don't want to spoil anything more, but, I got to allow... with these actors, how do these people move? How do these characters, how do we transition to from an office to perform a concert on stage with the Drifters or Shirelles? So, yeah.
So, as you sit back and watch this, are there just parts of the show? I mean, obviously all the show. I mean, you're directing it and watching it, but... Mm. The parts that you just look forward to?
Yes. I look forward to Natural Woman. Mm-hmm. That one I will spoil. Obviously, everyone knows she sang it before Aretha. But your Ashley's ability to connect to the audience while still staying in the world of Carole King is just amazing to me. That's what I look forward to every single night. Yeah.
Well, and you think, and I guess actually you feel this, just to be able to do, and you sort of said this when we talked a few minutes ago, but just to be doing such an iconic figure,
yeah,
is really something.
Yeah, it's great. I feel good now. At the beginning, it was a little bit of a, you know, an imposter syndrome moment, just because she is so iconic and everyone knows her and has a very clear vision and idea of how she should look, sound, act. So that was a hurdle that I needed to just get over as Ashley. But once again, I just think there are so many things that I personally can relate to in Carol. And also, a part of it is trusting Jaquez in terms of he cast me for a reason, and just trusting in him and me, and trusting that I will bring myself and every bit of myself to Carol. Yeah.
What was when you saw her mm-hmm. How obvious was it that's my Carol?
Very, very obvious. When I tell you the words patience is, it cannot be stressed here, because I was like, we got to cast it. We got to get it out. But Patrick was like, wait. And I was just like, okay, I will. And so coming in, I was just like, okay, let's see Ashley. She comes in, blows me away. I'm just like, okay, so there's no one else for Carol. It's only Ashley. And yeah, since she's had such a great reputation with Riverside, I was just like, it's easy, very easy.
Well, I guess the other thing, Ashley, too, is, and I've seen this with some of the shows where I haven't known all the numbers, mm-hmm. but I've come with people or sat around people who either at the intermission or at the end just say, I knew every one of the songs. Mm-hmm. And that's what you'll run into, I'm sure, of people who are just, not, you know, kind of groupies, and they know everything
about
her
along.
Music.
Let's go. Yeah. It's been really cool to tackle such well known songs, and try and put my own spin on it a little bit too.
And I'm sure that will be fun as this goes along on some of these songs. When you do glance into the audience, or you hear people clapping, or hear people, I guess the audience just. Being able to feel an audience like that helps actors.
Yeah, I always say that the audience is a separate character that comes in, obviously, when we open, and it is just a game changer in our show. I'm very, very excited to open today.
So, Patrick, when you decided on this show, what led you to decide? I mean, it's iconic, obviously, in so much of the music. I just think this is just a great fall show.
Yeah, I mean, what was a hit on Broadway, a popular show on Broadway, and it's new, it's fresh. That's, you know, I kind of have my ear to the ground of what's going to be released, what's going to come out, what's trending, and I try to be right there in line to grab the rights first. It's not easy. It's really a game sometimes, but... it was an important show to do. It was a no-brainer. It's funny now with these popular shows like Jersey Boys and Beautiful, and Waitress now is coming. They're all getting released at the same time, and you want to sort of position yourself where you're not doing it when everybody else is doing it, you know. But it was a no-brainer. I mean, you know, when I saw the show in New York a long time ago, I knew that... this is one we're going to have. And you know, our audiences, they enjoy those shows that are, there's somewhat of a story, but it makes them feel like they're also at a concert as well. Mm-hmm. And they can relate to the, nostalgia is so big right now. And it's probably always been big, but I think people need that few hours to feel relaxed and comfortable, and listening to stuff that's familiar and makes them feel warm, and so those are the things that I try to do.
And I think about it too, Jack Quest, when you think about this, just this show and so many others. I mean, there's history involved here. Mm-hmm. This is she's a historic person.
Yeah.
And this music is.
Mm-hmm. Carol's story is historic, just because there was, I was doing another version of Beautiful in Florida, and a guy, older gentleman, comes up to me and he's just like, I remember Jerry having these, Jerry Goff and her husband having these moments of like breakdown. So these people know Carol's story. They've been around her. So it's just like, I really just truly have to stay true to what actually happened, because it happened. Yeah, it's not something we're making up just out of thin air. So, yeah.
Well, the music is so iconic, yeah. And so it really is the type of show, just like Patrick said, Ashley, that you leave that night and you'll have songs in your head, and it's just the kind of thing that you do, especially in today's world, to walk out of some place and to just feel good for a while.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Her music is just like, there's something for everyone in her music, which is why she's so relatable. I mean, it's just been so fun in this rehearsal process. I have her music in my head always. But, I mean, Matt and I will be out and about anywhere. Like, I think we went to a thrift store downtown, and they were playing Carol. Yeah. And I was like, oh, hey. And I was like, well, I guess it's a sign that I have to buy this shirt, because Carol is on. Right. So.
Speaking to me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she is alive and present and really current still. I mean, people our age know her and love her.
And Jacques, you can probably help me with it. Matt and Ashley can too. But I remember when the show first opened on Broadway, wasn't it so emotional for Carol that it took her quite some time to actually go see the show on Broadway? Like, she wasn't there. She didn't see it opening night, Ted. It took her, and then apparently she surprised the cast. She showed up one night and they were like shocked. Do you know any more about that? Or
I know that she got on stage and they did You've Got a Friend all together. The entire the entire audience did it together, and that right there shows that everyone knows these songs. She got on stage and she was like, we're gonna sing this together, and there was like, oh, we don't know, there wasn't any, oh, we don't know this. Everyone knew the song. It was just like, join in, this is an anthem for friends.
Well, somebody needs to tell Carole King that this is going to be in Fredericksburg.
I know, really?
And she should show up some night.
Well, we've gone back and forth with a few texts. Let's see if she can fit it in her schedule. Yeah,
she needs to come and
see Ashley do it. She really should.
Yes.
Yeah. But and you think of Carole King and you think of James Taylor too.
Right.
And they had a show together. They toured the country together.
Yep. Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a huge James Taylor fan growing up. Yeah.
It's really great. And all this nostalgia, I'll just throw this in quickly, but we're going to have the Beatles at Riverside on the 17th of November. Do you know about that?
No.
It's a group called the 1964 The Tribute.
Yeah.
And it's the Beatles. It's a Beatles tribute band. I've heard so much about them. They've been up at Wolf Trap. They've been around, and people have asked for them, and they're going to be in the area in November, so I was able to snag them for a Sunday night. So it's going to be a fun evening, and tickets are going fast.
Wow. What date is that again?
It's the 17th of November.
17th of November.
Right. I'm pretty sure it's the
17th. Okay. Well, we can always edit and go back these
things.
It's
the Sunday before the Christmas show up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we're able to make some, not changes, but we're doing some interesting things to accommodate the show for the Sunday night of tech, which we normally couldn't do at all, but we're going to be able to handle it. So,
RiversideDT.com for tickets for Carole King and also for the Beatles.
John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
And everything else. I need to take my wife when we first started dating, and I was real nervous, and we were out for a walk, and she wanted me to hold her hand, and so
there
she said,
go.
The Beatles have a song about it. Yeah. So I knew it, I held her hand. So I can make it a romantic evening at Riverside.
Riverside.
Yeah.
That's it.
RiversideDT.com, the website. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll wrap this up when we come back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts and beautiful, the Carole King Musical, through November the 10th, RiversideDT.com. Before we wrap up with that, Willy Wonka is
The children's theater is coming back. This is our first children's theater venture since before the pandemic.
And a sensory-friendly show, and I've heard a lot about this.
We have adopted this, and we are going to be doing it for all the shows, and especially with children's theater, and providing the environment for the people that are sensitive to certain issues to be able to come and see a great show at Riverside. So, and we're very excited about Willy Wonka. It's a great cast. Yeah. It'll start on October 1st. I mean, it's selling like crazy. The schools are all booking, and the Saturday matinees too are going to be great. So a lot going on at Riverside.
It's exciting because before the pandemic, the children's theater was really big, and it's coming back even bigger. So we'll talk about that more.
Yeah,
in the days ahead. Jacques is the director and the choreographer, and this is going to be a great show.
Yeah. I know. Last night we finally saw everything come together, and it was that magic moment.
Yeah.
And it was just chill factors. Yeah. The Ashley and Matt really, really just like stay true to everything that we've discussed, everything that we've come to a conclusion about. And I truly, truly, truly thank you. Thank you so much. And the rest of the cast.
Jacques is going to be back. He's directing Heartbreak Hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're coming right back.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, wow. So you have adopted this directing thing.
Yes. I don't want to give up performing, but I just really want to keep my hand in the cookie jar for a little bit longer, just to see. Also, I get to meet such amazing people, not only performing but like directing and like actually having conversations. I love that. It's a thing that we get to do and have conversations and figure out things together. Yeah.
Well, you were on stage as an actor. You were just phenomenal.
Thank you
were so good this year. You just earlier in the year when you were here, and same thing carries over. So
thank you so
looking
much.
Forward to this, and looking forward to having you come back early part of next year to talk about this. And then there is Matt and Ashley.
Thanks for having us.
The cute couple that I didn't even know were a couple. I thought there were two people, two walked in and never gave anything away.
A little Easter egg when you come see the show.
See, that is why you're great actors. You played the part of Ashley and Matt.
Sure.
And I didn't know. So have you set a wedding date?
We have. Oh my goodness, it's going to be November of next year of 25.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. In Jersey. So very, very excited about it. Yeah.
Well, maybe you'll do another show together at Riverside as married, and we can talk about all of those things.
Yeah,
Ashley, I can tell you are really excited about this role.
Yeah, I'm really pumped. It's going to be really great.
This is one of those roles, I guess, that you dream about.
It's true. It has been a bucket list role of mine since I saw it on Broadway. So.
And Matt, we mentioned earlier you've done a show at Riverside before, so you've been on stage, and just to be able to do it together and to be, this is a big show.
Absolutely, and to be able to be in this one from the beginning,
fell
in love with the place when I came in just as an immediate fill-in, but I'm so glad to have gotten a full process to work with Jacques and to experience the theater and be around Fredericksburg for the whole time this time.
Less than a minute here, Patrick, but we should also make note, get your tickets for Beautiful, the Carole King musical, but the Christmas show always is popular.
Yeah, some of the shows are already sold out.
Yes. Okay. So make sure that you start thinking about Christmas and who you want to bring, and especially if you want to bring a lot of family, and you should bring family.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great show because everybody loved this edition we did 2 years ago. It's called The Home for the Holidays. It'll be really, some new people and some of the people that you're used to seeing on stage at Riverside with all those great songs that invoke Christmas and... And I'll even be up there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing it again?
Yeah, two shows in 1 year, Ted.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow. I think Ray's is in my future, you know.
I have liked having Jacques being able to be here to be the director, because you're a little more laid back than when we have you in here as the director. A little more high strung. And so
when I'm directing?
Yeah, when you're directing. Okay. Yeah. Although that's, I'm making that up, because you never change. You never change. Mm. At least outwardly. Again, it's the Ashley and Matt thing. You can mask things. Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. Beautiful. The Carole King Music Hall through November 10th, riversidedt.com.
Oh, thanks. Can I say something quick?
Real quick.
Incredible orchestra. Carson Eubank has done an amazing job. The band is amazing.
Yep.
Top Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, tourstaffordva.com. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.